Today's episode contains spicy content. Discretion advised. Follow me on Patreon to hear the uncensored version and stick around after the story to hear my thoughts. Shock glued my feet to the floor. I'd suspected this would happen, that I would push Josh past his breaking point. I'd goaded him into it, after all. But now that it was happening, I couldn't formulate a response. No words, no movement, just utter disbelief and dark, disturbing heat that raced through my veins like wildfire. The warmth from earlier had erupted into a full-blown volcano, dripping lava until every nerve ending blazed with sensation. My heart thundered with the force of 1,000 galloping horses, and the pounding spread until it throbbed in every part of me, my head, my throat, the suddenly, agonizingly sensitive spot between my legs. Josh curled his hand around the back of my neck, holding me captive while he plundered my mouth. He kissed the way we fought. Hard, rough, explosive. I hated how much I loved it. I regained control of my limbs and raised my hands to push him away, but to my surprise, I fisted his shirt instead. I gathered handfuls of the white cotton and yanked him closer until we were pressed so tight against each other, I wasn't sure where I ended and he began. A small moan escaped when Josh shifted his hips just enough so his hardness rubbed against my core. "Can't get enough of me, can you?" His mocking whisper ghosted over my lips, its softness a sharp contrast to the force with which he tugged on my hair. Tears sprang to my eyes at the flash of pain. The throbbing in my lower belly intensified. "F*** you," I hissed. "I already know that's what you want, Red." He closed his teeth around my bottom lip and tugged hard enough to send another twin frisson of pain and pleasure spiraling through my body. "No need to beg for it." A low growl rose in my throat. I finally shoved him off me, my heart racing and my lips and pussy throbbing in equal measure. "I will never beg you for anything." Josh wiped his mouth with the back of his hand, the movement so slow and deliberate it became more sexual than it should have been. A flush of arousal colored his high cheekbones. The intensity of his gaze, as he dragged it over my face to where my coat gaped open, seared into my flesh.
"Don't be too sure about that."
The embers in his eyes burned brighter.
"Let's make another bet, Red. I bet if I bent you over and yanked up that little skirt of yours, I'd find you soaking for me. And I bet I could have you begging for my cock, for me to make you come so hard you'll see fucking stars before the night is over."
My teeth clenched in aggravation. I hated his ego, his arrogant smirk, his everything. And yet, I was so wet I could feel myself dripping at the images his filthy words conjured. "Nice try, Joshy, but I'm not taking the bait." It was the coward's way out, but I was one touch away from detonating, and I refused to give Josh the satisfaction of being the one to press the button.
"Didn't think you would," he taunted. "Scared, Jules?"
"Can't take a hint, Josh." We glared at each other, our anger tangible in the cold night air, before the gap between us disappeared and our mouths crashed against each other again. Harder, more desperate than the first time, our tongues fighting for dominance while our hands roamed over every inch of skin. Josh pushed me through the half-open door and kicked it shut behind us without breaking the kiss. Our fingers flew over our clothes in a frantic rush to remove them. My coat, his shirt, my skirt, his pants. They all fell to the living room floor until we were naked, our skin heated with the hum of electricity surging through my blood and in the air.
"Get on your hands and knees."
My skin pebbled with goosebumps at Josh's rough command, but instead of obeying, I lifted my chin in defiance. "Make me." The words barely left my mouth before he closed the distance between us in two strides and twisted me around. He drove his knee into the back of mine, forcing me to the ground. I struggled half-heartedly, but I was no match for Josh's strength. One hand locked my wrist together behind my back in a steel grip while the other slipped between my legs and rubbed my swollen clit. The jolt of pleasure wrenched a half gasp, half moan from my throat.
"What was that you were saying?" Josh mocked.
He pushed a finger inside me while keeping his thumb on my clit. I was so wet I didn't feel any friction even when he was knuckles deep in me.
"Just like I'd guessed. You're fucking soaking."
My hands curled into fists. I was already panting, so turned on I could barely think straight, and we'd barely started.
"Beg for it, Red."
He curled his finger and hit my most sensitive spot, eliciting another moan before he slowly dragged it out and shoved it back in. His breathing harshened.
"Beg me to fuck you, to make you come all over my cock like you so desperately crave."
"You wish." My nails dug into my palms. "My vibrator does a better job than you, on its lowest speed." Josh let out a soft laugh.
"You have to make things difficult."
He released my wrist and fisted my hair, jerking my head back until his mouth hovered near my ear.
"But I love a good fight."
My response died on my tongue when he thrust another finger inside me. In, out, in, out, faster and faster until the telltale tingles of an impending orgasm gathered at the base of my spine. He reached around and pinched my nipple, and a full body shudder rolled through me right as he yanked his hands away. No, my body slumped forward on all fours without his support, and I let out a small scream of frustration at the ruined orgasm. I twisted my head around to glare at him.
"You fucking bastard."
My only solace was that I wasn't the only one suffering. Josh's chest heaved with a deep, ragged breath, and his cock jutted straight up so hard it looked painful. A blade of moonlight sliced through the windows and cast sharp shadows across his face, highlighting the stony set of his jaw and the blaze of lust in his eyes.
"You know what to do if you want to come."
His mouth curved as he pushed my legs further apart.
"Look at you. You're a mess."
I didn't have to see myself to know he was right. Wetness slicked my thighs, and every brush of air against my bare pussy triggered another needy shudder. Still, I clung on to enough of my rational brain to twist the situation back on him. Two could play his mind games.
"Scared you can't live up to your promise, Chen?" I purred.
What happened to fucking the attitude out of me? You talk a big game, but it looks like you're lacking in follow-through. I dropped a pointed glance to his arousal. Despite my taunt, my core clenched at the sight before me. Josh's body could serve as the mold for a Greek god statue. Broad shoulders, perfectly carved abs, sculpted arms, and a long, thick cock that looked like it could wreck me with little effort. My mouth dried. He leaned forward and, without taking his eyes off mine, slowly wrapped one hand around my throat. He squeezed hard enough to cut off my breath for several beats before he loosened his grip. I gasped in a lung full of air, my head swimming from the brief deprivation of oxygen.
"One of these days," he said, "that mouth of yours is going to get you in trouble."
I didn't get a chance to respond before he slammed into me from behind with a vicious thrust. A scream ripped from my throat at the painful stretch of his sides and the roughness with which he fucked me. Tears sprung to my eyes, but my scream eventually faded into a string of mindless whimpers and squeals as he pounded into me.
"What was that?"
Josh's breath grazed my cheek.
"You always have so much to say. Where are your words now,
"Go to hell," I panted. It was the only sentence I could manage before another sharp thrust scrambled my thoughts. His dark chuckle reverberated through me.
"You're my personal hell, Red."
He gave my hair another sharp tug.
"And God help me, I don't want to fucking leave."
Before I could untangle the meaning behind his words, he flipped me around so I was on my back. He kept his hand on my throat, pressing me into the ground while he propped my leg on his shoulder. At this angle, he hit spots I didn't even know existed. My nails dug into my skin, partly out of instinct and partly as payback for his mindfuckery. Satisfaction bloomed on my lips at his pained hiss when I raked them down his back. In retaliation, he fucked me even harder until our groans and the furious slap of our bodies against each other were the only sounds in the dark space. I deliberately clenched around him until Josh let out a low hiss. Sweat beaded on his brow, tension lined his face, and turned into granite. "Seems like I'm not the only one who needs to come," I taunted. I clenched again and his hiss morphed into a curse.
"I was going to take it easy on you, but now..."
He pressed harder against my throat until faint spots danced across my vision and the heat blazed hotter in my body.
"We'll have to do it the hard way."
His next thrust was so savage, I lost whatever breath I had left. Nothing about what we were doing was sweet or sensual. It wasn't about emotional connection. It wasn't even about physical attraction, no matter how wet I was or how much he ruined me. No. We f***ed like it was our catharsis, a purge of everything dark and ugly that festered over the years. There was a certain liberation in not giving a f*** what the other person thought about you. We could be the worst, most untamed versions of ourselves, and in a world where everyone tried to fit everything into neat little boxes, it was as exhilarating as it was painful. But as good as it felt, my orgasm remained out of reach. Every time I grazed it, Josh would slow down, drawing out our session of furious, exquisite torture.
"Beg me, Red."
Josh reached between us and stroked my clit, sending another sharp burst of pleasure through my body.
"Tell me how much you need to come."
He scraped his teeth against my neck and sucked hard.
"How much you need me to make you come."
Normally, I would make a joke about self-esteem issues, but I was too far gone to think clearly. "No." My refusal sounded weak to my own ears. I was too desperate for relief. It was only a matter of time before I caved, but I sure as hell could put up a fight before I did.
"No."
Josh eased his thrust, and another scream of frustration welled in my throat. "Fucking sadistic asshole.
I hate you,"
I moaned. I rolled my hips, seeking the friction I needed to no avail.
"I'm counting on it."
His eyes glittered down at me.
"Use your words, Red, or we'll be here all night."
"Don't say it." He slid into me with torturous slowness again. I couldn't hold back my pathetic whimpers as he played with me, edging me over and over until I was about to lose my damn mind.
"Don't say it, don't say it, don't say it, don't say it.
Please." I choked out the word.
"Please what?"
"Please let me come." The words faded into a moan as Josh increased his speed.
"You can do better than that."
Sweat gleamed on his skin and taut muscles corded his neck. Holding back tortured him as much as it did me. I couldn't take much satisfaction from that when I was on the knife's edge of insanity. An electric spike of sensation speared through me when he hit that spot.
"Josh, please."
I sobbed, not caring anymore.
"I can't. I need... please."
Me saying his name must have snapped something inside him because he finally stopped teasing and started fucking me with full force again.
"You feel so fucking good," he growled. "You love my cock wrecking that tight little pussy, don't you?"
"Yes," I gasped. "Yes, God, please, I'm going to." I screamed as white-hot pleasure blazed through me. Every thought in my memory incinerated, leaving only mind-numbing pleasure in their wake. Josh kept fucking me, and another orgasm chased the first one, followed by another. They rolled on and on, wringing me out until I was little more than a boneless heap on the floor. After my third or fourth orgasm, Josh finally came, and we lay there, our breaths heavy in the sudden quiet, before he pushed himself off me and tossed his condom in the nearby trash can. I hadn't even noticed he put one on. The less fuel fog cleared my brain. I always made sure the guy used protection, even though I was on birth control. Thank God Josh had, but the fact that I hadn't even thought to ask, fuck. I watched him dress in silence, the import of what we did hitting me. I had sex with Josh Chen, my best friend's brother and one of the people I despised most. And not just any sex. Angry, toe-curling, brain-melting sex. Sex where I begged for more and came so hard I still felt the after effects. Oh my God, my stomach lurched. What have I done? That was Twisted Hate, Twisted Book 3 by Anna Huang. I hope y'all are enjoying this series as much as I have. It's very rare that I read just a standalone book, right, where there's no epilogue or another part to it. I love a full series of books just because it makes you feel that much more attached to all the characters. There's so much more to learn and explore and experience. So I normally tend to go towards series. It's just what I enjoy. I have done some standalone books before, and then there I go on Pinterest or Google trying to find if anybody made some fan art or any of their own fan fiction, because I'm like, I'm not done playing with these characters. I'm not done reading about them and having another glimpse into their lives. So this is my long-winded way of saying thanks for putting up with my series reads, because I love them. It's so great when you have more than just one story to continue to explore and have fun with. And there's actually another series by Anna Huang that I've added onto my TBR list. And I don't know if I'll get to it probably in April, because I have a few other books lined up here in March that I really want to get through, or that I've started and haven't been able to finish yet. But I love this series so much. Obviously, I've talked about it quite a few times, read it. We've read through them here, and I can't get enough. I'll probably reread these again somewhere down the line. You love a good reread. I know I do. So we have Jules and Josh. Again, we have our enemies to lovers. They have always hated each other. There's just so much disdain and anger, and they've always argued with each other, but obviously here they're at this point where they've just hit that they're just like, you know what? This is about to go down, and it's aggressive and it's rough and it's hard, and they're still fighting through it all. He's saying, yeah, she's going to make him beg, or he's going to make her beg, and she's saying that's not going to happen. Like, he straight up tells her like, okay, like, I love a little fight in me. And I love that part where where he tells her, you know, get on your hands and knees. And of course, right away, she's like feeling something inside, but she's like, no, I'm going to tell him to make me. And what does he do? He shoves his knee into the back of her leg to make her go down. And I love that part where she says, you know, I half-heartedly struggled, because I feel like we've done that, right? We like when it gets a bit aggressive. Okay, let me not say we. I don't want to generalize anybody. I don't mind a little aggression, a little forceful play, right? I'll try to banter a bit. And yeah, once they put the hand down, I'm like, oh, okay. Now this is going somewhere. Again, always, right? Make sure your limits are set and you know what you're okay with. It should still be fun for you, and you should feel safe during it no matter what. It's one of those things where it's like somebody is quote unquote forcing you into a position, but you're really not putting up a too hard of a fight because you want to be in that position and you want to do these things that they're saying that they're gonna do to you. It's this anticipation that builds up into you slowly, and you're just like, oh my God, I want to fight you on this, and I want to be a brat, and I want to push back and, you know, kind of make you work for it as well. But at the same time, if your hand goes around my throat, I'm not gonna mind it. I don't mind it too much, in a safe way, and if everybody's consenting, as always. But yeah, I loved reading their whole back and forth, their banter, his whole thing of him saying like,
you know, let's make another bet. I bet that I can make you beg. We all know the minute that he said that and the minute Jules goes, that's not something I'm going to do or keep wishing. I'm like, I give this 3 pages before she's begging. And I don't think I was too far off. It's one of those things where I think she knows. And if you've ever been in that type of situation that you know, like, damn, I'm going to ask for this. Or those, you know, we've talked about edging before and those edging sessions, man, you really, really feel sometimes like you're going to go crazy, right? Like you get to that point where it's like, I will do anything. Like I will just let me finish. Let me get to this point. And oh, I have such a love hate, and not hate in a bad way, hate in a love hate way with the edging sessions, because they're so fun, right? It really pushes you. I like to be pushed to the brink, right? I want to see how far I can go before I bend a little bit. And it's just, I just love their whole dynamic in it. When it comes to those edging sessions, it also comes with ruined orgasms. And I don't know if there's something more disappointing than a ruined orgasm. Actually, there is. And it's a guy who doesn't diddle your skittle. If a guy doesn't diddle your skittle, walk away. He is selfish. He only cares about himself. If he does not even check afterwards, tell him bye. Tell her bye. Bye, bye, bye. But I digress. In a ruined orgasm during an edging session, like I said, those things are, it's almost painful in like a soul shattering way, right? Like mentally as well. You're at the brink and you can feel your toes curling, your body's contorting, you're like gasping, your shoulders are starting to rise right at that moment, and then it gets taken away from you. Oh my gosh. I'm telling you, I don't think these books are exaggerating when, you know, the characters are talking about screaming and they're like, you fucking bastard, or going crazy, because it really will get you to that point. But then the reward afterwards, when you finally get to finish, oh my God, that pleasure is like a whole other level, right? Who doesn't love a good orgasm? I know I do. But when it's toyed with and it's taken from you and you're brought to the edge and then it's taken from you when you finally get to finish, oh, it's just like a beautiful spring day. I don't know. Is that cheesy? Maybe, but that's what it feels like. Maybe because I love spring. It makes me happy, and so do orgasms. So yeah, I'll stick with that. I actually finally finished the Twisted series, so the 4 books together, and oh my gosh, they were so great. It really like, it just makes you yearn for love and very hot sex and a very rich man who just wants to love on you, because for whatever reason, all the guys that these girls end up with are super rich. And hey, a girl can dream, right? But we also love an independent queen, and that's what we're trying to do here. But oh my gosh, these books were so, so great. I'm not gonna lie though, I am ready to get back into some dark smut. Just page 2, shocking. People are gonna worry about what's going on in your mind because you are falling asleep to these books and dreaming about them. I'm ready to get back into that dark space. I hope you are too, because I have a few on my mind, a few that I've been sitting on my bookshelf that have been staring at me. Those trigger warnings are calling my name. It's nice to have a little break, right? It's nice to read some romance and sweet nothings. Don't get me wrong. These books had some amazing, amazing smut scenes where you're just like, whew, let me flag that chapter for later. But I'm a dark romance girl through and through. To the end of the day, that is what lives and thrives in my heart, in my mind, and my soul, and we are ready to get down and dirty again. So buckle up, because next week we are diving back into the deep, dark romance, and I'm excited. I hope you are too. Once again, that was Twisted Hate, Twisted Book 3 by Anna Huang. Please share your thoughts and recommendations in the comments. I hope you enjoyed tonight's story and we'll be back again next week. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Remember to stay safe, consent is sexy, and have a good night.